Welcome to another preseason media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. Today is Wednesday, February 5th, 2025. Indiana baseball is just 9 days away from opening the season in Surprise, Arizona. On Wednesday, after practice at Mellencamp Pavilion, thanks to the rain, the media caught up with four players: sophomore second baseman Jason Oliver, freshman outfielder Hogan Denny, senior left-handed pitcher Ryan Kraft, and redshirt sophomore right-handed pitcher Jacob Vogel. Head coach Jeff Mercer wrapped up the session, shedding more light on the pitching expectations for 2025. Ryan, you were pretty impressive in the Northwood League in the summer. Can you kind of talk about what you accomplished there and what you think you can bring into the spring from that?
Yeah, you know, I filled up the zone there, limited the walk, which was huge. Got the confidence behind me, so I was able to throw a lot of innings this summer, so hopefully just keep rolling that into this year, so it's good.
What are the keys for you?
I think being able to land off-speed in any count, that would be huge this year. Last year, kind of struggled with that. I'll be able to get my off-speed for strikes and kind of play off of that and do whatever you need.
Ryan, were there any coaches or teammates in the summer league that really helped you with your mechanics or any type of your game or your mindset?
Our pitching coach, Coach Nate, was really good with that. I wouldn't say more mechanic-wise, but he was really good with, like, in between innings, talking to us, calming us down. He did a really good job as, like, tracking the hitters and, like, what they did with an off-speed pitch, if they got a hit off that, if they struck out on it, and kind of just keeping us in the loop of what guys are coming up.
And how's your arm feel in your body after playing that whole collegiate season in the summer?
No, it's good. I didn't throw much this fall. They kind of shut me down here, which was nice to have a little bit of a break, but my arm feels great.
Jacob, you ate up a lot of innings last year in a long relief role. Is that something you can see again this year, or anything change with that?
I mean, it's not really something we've talked a whole lot about. Just whenever they need me, whenever my number gets called, I'll be ready to play no matter what inning it is or what game.
Jacob, what's the key for you to have the success individually?
Just getting ahead of every batter and then really just landing a second and third pitch this year, not really just primarily throwing fastballs. So.
Jacob, you were basically fastball slider last year. Is there anything you've added to your arsenal this year?
Yeah, we've kind of gone away from the slider a little bit, and then this year we're really just fastball, changeup, cutter.
So the splitter with the knuckleball tendencies is gone?
It's gone, yeah. For now. We'll see.
Did that really have knuckleball tendencies?
It did at times, yeah.
Sometimes. We were hearing about that, and I was like, come on.
It wasn't very regular, but every now and then it would have like no spin.
And I got to ask, at the Purdue game, because obviously to me, it's your one win. It was probably our favorite win. How hard was it for you to get me back on the mound with Glant? Did you really have to push him?
For
the fourth inning?
He just came to me and said I was done, and I was like, no, I'm not done. And he pretty much just said okay and walked away. So there was very little fight from him in that one.
Hell of a performance that day.
Thank you.
From both of you guys' perspective, the outlook for the team is you're optimistic or negative?
I think we have a great year. We brought in a lot of good pitchers. We have a lot of good freshmen coming up, a lot of power bats, a lot of contact bats. Guys throw strikes. Guys don't walk many guys. So I think we have a good year.
I feel like we've just been getting better every day the last couple months. And I think we'll be ready.
Jason, this is going to be your second year up the middle with Tyler Cerny. You guys have been working under Coach Allen. Can you kind of talk about the defense and in particular turning double plays?
Oh, yeah. You know, first off, Coach Allen's a great addition to the team. He really helped us defensively, you know, in our shiz, turn double plays. You know, Tyler and I have really good chemistry up the middle, you know, what's going on at all times. And, you know, just to, you know, lead the infield being up the class.
Jason, is there a different mindset coming in this year? Last year, you really had to earn your spot. You didn't start week one. Now you're going to be the opening day starter at second base.
Yeah, so I'm going to keep the same mindset as I did all last year. You know, I dug deep and was consistent in the cage all the time, in the field all the time, extra work. So keep that mentality going year two. So.
Jason, you had some good swings in the Big Ten tournament last year. Seems like teams, you aren't going to be sneaking up on teams this year. Have you talked to the coaches about how teams might pitch you differently now?
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, being 8-9 all last year, I got a lot of fastballs early in count. So being up in the lineup this year, I'm going to be expecting a lot more off-speed and be able to adjust that, not taking that, but hammering it if it's in the zones. Yeah, for sure.
We had heard about your power from high school, actually from other IU media people who had known you from your town or something.
Yeah.
But then it all of a sudden came. Was it like late March? What changed? What took that? I mean, the bat changed, obviously. Was it preparation? Was it something the coaching staff did?
It was an accumulation of the coaches and me and my mindset and little mechanics here and there. You just find the barrel more often. So just being more consistent at the college level.
Logan, what are you looking for to see?
Just trying to, like I said, it's my first year, so I got a lot to prove just to my teammates. I'm not really trying to prove that much to anybody else besides the guys in the clubhouse. Just looking to have fun and do whatever I can to put my best foot forward to help this team win.
Are you outfield catcher or whatever?
I'm a catcher, but this year I'm going to be probably playing a majority in the outfield. Like I said, just trying to play whatever position is best for this team.
In Mooresville, I saw you played quarterback, some basketball. Why did you decide to stick with baseball?
Honestly, I guess it might sound a little cliche, but it's the first sport that I fell in love with. I just remember at a young age, my dad and I just playing catch. So, I mean, it helps that I have had a little bit of an upper edge at that sport. But at the end of the day, it's just the sport that I love the most.
And who's been helping out with the outfield, though? Sorry. Okay. Who's been helping out with the outfield? New position?
Zach and Mo a lot. I mean, definitely, I played some outfield just from playing different positions growing up, but they're definitely the two guys that have really helped me take that next step to being an above average defender in the outfield, especially at the college level.
Yeah, what's the key to being successful, catching balls when they're hitting?
I mean, a lot of it's just kind of, I feel like a lot of it's just kind of just reaction. I mean, you just kind of trust your instincts, and at the end of the day, you practice, and your instincts just kind of take over in the game.
What's that about Indiana? What's the reason you came here?
Definitely the coaching staff. I had an opportunity, thankfully, to talk to my fair share amount of schools before I committed, and blessed with the opportunity, but definitely just the relationship that I have with all the coaches, Mercer and Zach, and just they made it feel at home, obviously. Playing for the state that I grew up in and representing them is an honor.
We're ready to go. You know, the entire team's ready to go. Racing to get on the field. You know, we leave a week from today, or a week from tomorrow. Sorry, we fly a week from tomorrow. We're just ready to go. Season 2025.
You know, I haven't been here the past two seasons, but kind of like the clubhouse mindset is that we've went to two regionals the past season, and now we're looking to the best chance to go to super regionals, to host a regional. So, I mean, just kind of getting everybody on board to really strive for hosting a regional this year.
Logan, what have you done to kind of, in your transition from facing those high school pitchers to now having live at-bats against your teammates?
Kind of just working on the little things. I mean, it's just like, as you get older and as you play better competition, it's kind of like the minor adjustments that make a big difference. Thankfully, I was lucky enough to play some pretty good competition in summer ball. So I'm definitely just – it's kind of just second nature. Just like I said earlier, just the instincts. But, I mean, just kind of honing on the little things.
Was there anything you had to change in, like, how you load or where you put your bat when you adjusted?
Yeah, I would say my hands are a bit higher than they usually were in high school. As I load, just working about my hands, like kind of staying back and not letting them drop. That's pretty much the main thing that I've worked on.
Jason, how's it been with the new first baseman? It looks like Jake's going to be taking over at first.
Oh, yeah, you know, and it's an infielder's dream to have not only a first baseman, but a big first baseman that can, you know, pick some balls and make the infielders look good. So we love having him over there. Anything else for these two? All
right. Jason wants his favorite color.
Pink. No, there's no more important questions in that one. So
that's pretty much said all.
Do you like the pink camos then?
Yes. Okay. Yes. They're one of my favorites.
All right, Coach. In the first 6 days, you're going to have 45 innings for your pitchers to cover. Can you kind of talk about the plan and are you guys feeling like you've got enough to be able to cover all those innings?
Yeah. You know, whether we like it or not, they're going to come. So, no, I feel good. I would say, you know, I feel more like we did probably 2 years ago. Certainly with the injuries earlier last year, kind of pushed behind until we kind of got right down the stretch. But, yeah, I feel like we're in the position where we've got more 3 to 5 inning guys that can give us a little bit of, you know, we're not expecting 6, 7, 8 inning starts. But we've got, you know, you feel like 12, 14 guys that could go, you know, 6 to 12 to 15 outs at a time and be able to put it together. So, you know, certainly feel good about the first, two to three games. recovering pretty easily. And then you obviously get into that fourth game, which is a bit unique. But having it on a Monday does give you a chance potentially to be able to bring somebody back from Friday if you have a chance to do that. So that makes you feel good about that. And then you've got that midweek coming up again. So having a little bit of distance between them, I feel fine. I feel good about it. You know, we need that next group of young guys. You need, you know, Bonner coming back from injury, had a good one today and had a good one on Sunday. You need Rushing's had back-to-back really good ones. Bennis has had some good ones here. He's kind of showing some life. And then you need some of those young guys. You need, you know, Brummel and Thomas and some of those guys that are going to have a chance to really help. They've got good stuff. If you can get them off to a good start, that would really cover those things pretty easily, I think.
What are you seeing from Hogan, and what are you looking for from him?
You know, not very often do you have a guy that as a freshman steps in and you feel like is going to hit in the top five or six to your lineup and kind of does it from the beginning of the fall and then all the way through. So I would say for Hogan, kind of a rare case of it's a freshman that's going to start and hit in the top half of your lineup and have a chance to have a significant impact. So it really mature at bat, uses the whole field, plays on the line, tremendous bat speed, really good vision, sees the ball well, doesn't expand the zone. He made some adjustments to his swing. He swung through some sliders early, you know, sliders and cutters in the fall. He's made some nice swing adjustments. So that part has been, you know, modified or cut down on some. I'm sure it'll kind of show itself a little bit throughout the first month. But just a really, really professional hitter. That's rare for a young guy to be as advanced as he is. But he's been like that forever. You know, from the first time I ever watched him, to today, he's just been far beyond his years, the ability to manage an at bat, the ability to hit the ball to all fields, hit for average, hit for power, run the bases, potentially steal some bases. Just a very polished player for his age.
Looking ahead at the tournament, you play UNLV to start and to finish. Is there any sort of additional maybe preparation or film you've looked at?
I haven't looked at any film yet, to be honest with you. I know that Coach Allen has been starting that, and Coach Weatherford began a little bit. Coach Plant will kind of give me an update on those things as we go. Right now, just what I'm trying to focus on is just making sure all of our systems are in, all of our bunt Ds, all of our pick plays, all of our first and thirds. The nice thing is having Pine and Cerny and Oliver back helps a ton with that. You know, oftentimes they'll remind me or correct me a little bit on this was the cue for this or that and key. So that part is nice. But, from my standpoint, just kind of trying to get all of our stuff put in. And then, you know, I'm sure those teams are kind of doing the same things too. You know, their teams change a lot with the draft, graduation, and transfers, all different guys in there. You know, as you get later in the year, you're able to do it a little bit more like football would do it, where you're really in-depth scouting reports, Wednesdays and the install day. You're really looking at how you beat somebody structurally. But right now, a lot of times, it's just who takes care of the free base war, who takes care of the ball, who hits with guys in scoring position, who can get it off the ground the best. A lot of it's just kind of basic fundamental stuff to begin the season. And what somebody else does usually isn't as important as what you do or don't do the first couple of weeks to keep yourself in ball games.
Coach, about a year ago, you talked about you wanted six runs or less from your pitching staff. Does that still apply this year?
Yeah, you know, you look at the last couple of years when we give up six runs or less, we're going to win at a 70 to 80% clip. So if we can continue to do that, that being as a goal, we're going to have a chance to win a lot of ball games with it. But I think that the defense has a lot to do with that as well. And, you know, we there were times last year we took care of the ball really well. There were times early in the season last year I hadn't seen us play defense at that high of a level at Indiana in my time. And then there were times that we really struggled defensively and left our pitchers out on an island of sorts. So, you know, it not all the errors go down as errors, but we got to do a better job of taking care of the ball across the board. I feel good about where we are defensively and our catching, which really helps a lot. TJ Schuyler's gotten a lot better, and Jake, having Jake back as a fifth-year guy is just a huge advantage for us. So, that continues to hold true. It's a resounding statement in the locker room and in our meetings, and it's not just on the staff. It's on everybody the culmination of all of the defense on cuts and relays and first and thirds and how you manage the catching, how you throw guys out, and all that stuff goes into it. And so we've all got to pull our weight in that part.
A lot of contact last year, you know, from the other team was, you know, well, strikeouts, walks, home runs, things that don't involve the defense. Is the pitching at all been changed with the idea of trying to get the ball in play more?
You look at Seabold, it's going to be more of a four-pitch mix. Gilly's more of a four-pitch mix, guys. You know, I was talking to somebody earlier today, and they were kind of asking a similar question. You know, the ceiling of the team may not be as high, and on any given day, there were times where you'd give the ball to Luke Shenard 2 years ago, and just get the ball back in the eighth inning after 14 strikeouts, or you give the ball to Connor Foley on a good day, and you get the ball back in the eighth after 15 strikeouts. I don't know that we're going to do that, but I feel like the floor is higher every day, where you're going to be in every game, and now you're going to have to finish games. That's always the question of do we have enough at the back end? You know, Grable and Eldridge and some of those guys that are those mid to upper 90s guys. Can you keep those guys in the pen and be able to get them the ball to finish games like that? But, yeah, I think that there'll be a considerable amount of pitchability. And now some guys, you know, also get hit like that. But I think you got enough guys with enough experience between, you know, Seabold and Gilly, but also Burr and then Kraft has had a nice winter so far, and Holderfield's had a nice winter so far, and Weisheit's been really good. And so you've got a bunch of those guys that you feel like you can get. Jarberry at times has been excellent. That are 3- and 4-pitch guys that can create some weak contact and not have to go through some of the if we can not have to go through the in-season player development phase, if we can just stay healthy and stay on course and stay on schedule, that helps a ton. And obviously last year there were times where we had to go through that, and then also you get off schedule where you have the Troy series, you play one Saturday, two Sunday, a Tuesday and a Wednesday, and we can't cover all those at that current time. If we can stay healthy and on schedule, we really should be able to manage a lot cleaner fashion in those games. But at the same time, you if you lose by 10 runs or by one run, it's a loss. And so we got to be able to finish games and have the stuff where you can keep games closer, but you got to be able to finish them and win them and at the same time. So that will be the thing too, is that do we have enough? Can we keep the bullpen guys in the bullpen and get quality innings in those first 6 innings to keep your back end? Because if we can keep, you know, Eldridge where he's at, if you can keep Weisheit where he's at in the pen, if you can keep Grable in the pen, I mean, you're going to look up in the game. It's a 6-inning game. It's a 5-inning game. And that's what we would like to be able to do. You know, if you look at it 2 years ago, where we had, you know, Yoho, Foley, Kraft, and Reisdorf, you know, out of the pen, there's 2 or 3 big leaguers out of that group. When you keep those guys in the pen, and you know, the game was essentially a 5- or 6-inning game, we'd like to be able to go back and do that. And I think there's a real path for us to do it with some of the guys that we have. If you can keep them there, and if you have to pull somebody out of there to be a starter, you know, there are times Ben Grable has just been enough ahead of schedule where it's kind of made you stop and think there's a real chance that, you know, he could start. I don't think I've said that before about a guy 11 and a half months off Tommy John. It's just we're in a little bit of uncharted territory with him getting, you know, he's up 3 innings right now and holding his stuff. So you like to keep those guys in the pen and nail down the wins that are supposed to be wins and keep you more balanced. Just stay healthy and stay on schedule.
You think about the rotation last year, it was really just kind of Bothwell and Foley and then whoever was left on Sunday. Yeah. As far as the rotation goes this year, is it shaping up any particular way?
I would say, you know, as of today, probably Seabold and Gilly and a little bit of TBD. But you do have probably 3 or 4 guys that would be I don't think anybody would be shocked if at some point ADP was a starter. Jarberry at times, I thought, would be a very nice weekend starter. Kraft has shown the ability to start. So Grable could do that. So this weekend will really tell a lot. We'll really be able to tell a lot, I think. It wouldn't shock me if we went a couple of those guys. I think we feel pretty confident about the Seabold Gilly guy, you know, as a for sure at some point. It wouldn't shock me to be a TBD and then kind of see what we have a chance to win early. But I do think we'll have a pretty firm rotation. I think we have enough guys where guys will submit in themselves in their roles, and we'll have a pretty firm run rotation once we get probably closer to conference play.
As far as the schedule, I know a lot of times through the years you've had a concern or a worry about like the post-Christmas. Like, how has this crew done since they've gotten back with the focus? I know you hate losing them for the Christmas break. And then what have they been doing?
Yeah.
Like, how's this group done coming back with only a week to go?
Yeah, I think fine. I think fine. Coach Glant did a little bit different scheduling-wise, where guys are worked up further, so pitch counts are higher. It's also a more senior-laden group. You got five or seven of those, fourth, fifth, sixth-year seniors. And so those guys are less in, like, the pitch design and more in the just getting their pitch counts up. So that part helps when you've got older guys that are in getting 50, 60, 70, 80 pitches off on a weekend. Keeps guys engaged where you can play and be involved in games and whatnot. So that helps. And anytime that you take on the challenge of coaching prospects, which is a decision that you make, right? When you go through and you recruit high-level high school players, you can take them to the draft process, and when you get to that junior year, if you got, 6, 8, 10 guys that are in their junior year, that's an animal you got to manage. And this year's draft guys are managing that really well. They're good kids. They're low maintenance. It's not pulling teeth to get guys to work the way they need to work. So I feel good about it. It doesn't mean that we'll win, but I do feel good. Like we could run out and play baseball this weekend, and I'm glad we have another week. But I feel like we could run out and play baseball this weekend and be fine. I don't think we need an attitude adjustment or anything. Where sometimes you feel like you kind of, hey, let's stay locked in, let's stay focused. We did. Today's a miserable practice plan, right? Where you got bundies and first and thirds and the picks and all that stuff. And those guys were focused and ready to go and communicative and really good. So if you can practice inside for 2 hours on team defense, you feel like your group's pretty mature. So I thought they were in a good spot and ready to go.
The program is planning one more media session next week before the team flies to Arizona. See you at the BART.